Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ali Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ali Reynolds. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Riba. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Riba. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Riba covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee takes first base on ball four. Lupien moves to second. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riba for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Medkovich. Mack reaches second base with a double. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Culberson. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Medkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Medkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culberson takes first base on ball four. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Culberson steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Riba covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Fox reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Mack reaches second base with a double. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Ribo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryba is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryba strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Keltner moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar is walked intentionally. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Fox reaches second base with a double. Doerr moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Fox scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-2 in the game. Riba hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Partee moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Mack strikes out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Fox steals second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Partee reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Fox scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Mike Riba. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is walked intentionally. Eddie Lake pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Rocco moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-4 in the game. Metkovic strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sierra is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett now playing right field. Hank Edwards now playing center field. Jeff Heath now playing left field. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom races to the bag and beats Rosar for the out. There's the throw to first, and Lupien drops the ball. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 5 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-5 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Fox bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. 1 out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.